Blog Talk Radio.
Warm, wonderful poetry compelling you to the edge of your seat, sultry, seductive, and scintillating, ink to make you shiver, to make you sigh. I am Pam Ray, and with me is my co-host, Weaver of Dreams, a.k.a. Kate. Kate and I are poets on a website called All Poetry with a group of poets called Late Night Poets. Now, if you find tonight's show, which is our central show, not your cup of tea, please check out our other shows. We have 1 to 2 per night on a variety of styles of topics and poetry, something to suit everybody's taste. Also, make sure when you get a chance to check out the poetry anthologies put out by Late Night Poets on Amazon, because when you purchase those, you not only get amazing poetry, you help support these radio shows. And hello, Kate. How's it going?
It's going wonderfully, thank you. It's a lovely evening out there. We've got the garden light twinkling away like crazy. Don't know why, but it's a good night.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. Yeah, we still, it's just at the point now here where the sun has gone down, but there's still some light, like that dusk, I guess that's what you call it, dusk. Yep.
Yeah.
And, we've got a great lineup of poetry tonight, as people might have been able to tell from the intro song. Topic for tonight is pink, the color pink. It's funny because when I was trying to figure out what my next art of seduction contest was going to be, I was looking through all kinds of different prompts. And then I thought, well, you know what, I'm going to go get some housework done, listen to some rock and roll. And this song, The Pink by Aerosmith, came on. And I was like, oh my gosh, that would make a great intro song. And I can dig up a bunch of prompts that relate to the color pink. And something for people to have fun with.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to be a great show. And I'm looking forward to it. And boy, we have some warm weather today, I tell you, up to 88 degrees, and I am not used to that kind of heat. But
oh my goodness.
That's all right. I know. Yeah. But now at least we get to generate the fun kind of heat.
Yes. Well, I thought the pictures, by the way, that you picked for prompts were absolutely beautiful. I love that black and white and then just that flash of vibrant pink on most of them. I thought that was really keen. I liked it.
Very cool. Thank you. And I would like to welcome Laurent to the show. Welcome, Laurent. Glad you could join us.
I'm in the pink, by God.
Everything tonight is going to be pinkalicious. And what was that word you used earlier, Jean? Oh, not Jean, sorry. I was looking at Jean's name. Sorry, gosh. Laurent, it was pinkophile. I like that.
Yes, pinkophile, right.
Yep, I liked that. All right, well, Kate, if you'd like to go ahead and put up the first write and assign it to either yourself or Laurent to read.
Okay, no problem. Well, this is Tempting Pink Lips with Dancing Hips by Jenny the Deep. Well, I think I'll read this one, okay? Tempting Pink Lips with Dancing Hips, Jenny the Deep. Lovely picture. Pink lips, moist and juicy. Passion sweats from within. I feel her breathing on my neck, sending intense chills up my spine, squirming as my head spinning with passion. As she slowly licks down with her spicy pink lips, teasing me painfully, hard, blue, sore to the touch, tense, hot agony, until her love releases sweet, calming satisfaction. My aches are numbed by her fire, tasting of vanilla, makes me want more, teasing, tempting relentlessly, her restless dancing hips, gliding to me seductively. Always thought I had a fool's chance with her. My dream's now a reality as I give into her wicked ways of tempting. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Kate. And what a stunning sensual write by Jenny. And Laurent, your thoughts?
First of all, I really like the way she organized the stanzas, the shapes. I don't know whether they could be dangling earrings or just something for the sake of unity. But this works really well. Pink lips, moist and juicy, passion sweats from within, and doesn't it? Doesn't that cash boil from inside of you coming up to the surface? And doesn't that kind of teasing give you a little pain, hard blue sort of a touch? If you're a guy and you got blue balls, you don't know whether to defecate or go blind. And then, of course, the relentless tempting that she writes about, her relentless dancing hips gliding to me seductively. Always thought I had a fool's chance with her. I like that phrase. That's very nice. And sometimes a fool's chance is all you need. Nice, nice job, Jen.
Absolutely. Great comment. Yeah, I like the shaping of it, too. It was something different. I noticed she said 107 words rictometer, so I don't know if that has to do in part with the shaping, but it is very nicely done. And Kate, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Oh, yes, I thought this was very sensual. And I did, yeah, like you said already, I did like the shape. I thought that was so cool. Takes an awful lot of thought to get something like that to look so easy and so sweet. So, yes, I really enjoyed that. And I liked tempting relentlessly her restless dancing hips, gliding to me seductively. Always thought I had a fool's chance with her. Yeah, you already mentioned that line. Yeah, that's a neat line. Yes, I thought it was exactly what we would expect from a sensual write from Jenny. So thank you so much for sharing, Jenny.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, she really went deliciously erotic with this. As I was saying earlier, I liked the shaping of it. I liked the flow and the imagery. And I like how there definitely she brings in with her lines like teasing me painfully and tempting relentlessly. That idea of, I like that she focuses on the temptation and the tease. And all the way through, she's got wonderful lines, but especially I think it's for me that last stanza, tempting relentlessly, her restless dancing hips gliding to me seductively. My dreams now are reality as I give in to her wicked way of tempting. Wonderful lines and very well done. And what do we have next? Kate. Are you on mute, Kate?
Oh, thank you. Yes, I was. And I was doing so well, too, but there we are. Start the day the way you mean to go on, that's what I say. Oh, dear. Sorry about that, folks. Okay, next we have Pink Seduction by Betty Page. And Pam, would you care to read that for us, please?
I would be happy to. All right. Seductive green eyes rolling back in pure pleasure licks her sweet pink lips. Nectar's glistening, twirling round your vicious tongue, savoring petals. Silky pink soft rose opening up just for you. Wicked ecstasy, vibrating, throbbing, dazzles so seductively. As our eyes engage, erotic desires tintillating every touch, grips full attention. Consuming each drop, swallows delightfully sweet, caresses with lips, kissing wildly. Legs bend backwards for next round within me, I gasp, stealing my breath, spills cream over peachy cheeks, indulge in his taste. In amazement smiles, pink seduction drives him wild, which is my pleasure. End poem. And Kate, your thoughts on Betty's poem?
Oh, as usual, Betty never fails to delight. I like this a lot. So many beautiful. We have all the lovely colors and the nectar glistening. Oh, I like twirling around your vicious tongue, savoring petals. Silky pink soft rose opening up just for you. Wicked ecstasy. That's very well written. Yes, it's definitely sensual, by golly. And it just, it twinkles and it's seductive and it's dazzling. So yes, totally wonderful. Thank you so much, Betty. Really enjoyed this.
Absolutely, absolutely. Me too. A wonderful comment. And Laurent, your thoughts?
There is a real sense of, well, I'm going to say athleticism, of energy, of movement in this piece by Betty Page. There's a lot of words that speak to action, like rolling back, licks, whirling, opening, dazzling, titillating, et cetera, et cetera. This is not a quiet little love poem. This is a poem that seeks to offer the energy of lovemaking with its words and succeeds, I think, quite well. Consuming each drop, swallows delightfully sweet caresses with lips, kissing wildly, legs bend backwards for next round, within the eye gasp. There's a lot of attention to the senses in that moment when you react in ways that you don't know you're going to react, and if you do things physically you don't know you're going to do normally, because sex, of course, causes that kind of spontaneity. Very nice job here.
Oh, I have to agree. Yeah, Betty definitely brought energy to this right. And I like that she puts her toe up to the line, and maybe slightly across it, but not to the point that, you know, it's vulgar. It's definitely highly charged sensuality, highly charged sensuality, for sure. I like the imagery. I like the metaphors. Erotic desires, titillating every touch, grips full attention, consuming each drop, swallows delightfully sweet, caressing with lips. You know, all the way through, there's wonderful sensual line, and I like how it seems to go back and forth in a nice delicate way. Not delicate like the what's the word I'm looking for? Like, obviously the topic isn't delicate, but there almost seems to be this transition of going from talking about what pleases her to what pleases him. So there's this mutual exchange of pleasure. Excellent write and very well done. And what do we have next, Kate?
Next we have Shades of Pink by Victoria Frost, and there's a SoundCloud for this, I believe, Pam.
Yes, there is. Yes. Let me make sure. I got to refresh my page first and make sure I can see the right. Yes, there we go. All right. So let me go ahead and find that, and here we go.
Shades of Pink by Victoria Frost. Candles flicker on the ebony-stained oak, casting dancing lights on the black sapphire walls surrounding the one white accent wall that frames our bed. There, within the indigo-blue silk of our comforter, I lay upon the down pillows, my porcelain breasts heaving against the black lace bra, waiting to be released. Tracing my form further, the line of my stomach guides my lover to the rim of the matching panties of my lingerie, which leave little to the imagination. They are there to keep the lace tights clad on my thighs, corseted with pink ribbon, so I might feel your nails dragging against my skin as you pull them off, one kiss at a time. Bind my hands in a wash of lace and silk, lingerie caving to your touch to free my form so your nude lips can claim my body an inch at a time. Pulling me closer so you might taste the dusty rose of my desire with your tongue, flicking the bud that blooms with each touch, offering up her nectar, matched only by the smoky topaz of your need. You work the ground of our garden, ready the soil with your ministrations, leaving a seed of magnolia in your midst, and a bashful blush upon my cheeks. End poem.
Wonderful read and write there, Victoria. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And just a friendly reminder, everyone, if you're unable to call in, the next best thing is to make a recording of your poem, because then we get to hear your poetry in your voice. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, this is beautifully done. I really enjoyed this. Beautifully read, and each stanza just gave you that little touch of sensuality that slowly, like any really good lovemaking, slowly built until it got to the point where, hello, everything's going the other way. Very good. I liked it a lot. Oh, dear. So good. I love that penultimate stanza with just that one wonderful line at the end. Matched only by the smoky topaz of your need, you worked the ground of our garden, ready the soil with your ministrations, leaving a seed of magnolia mid and a bashful blush upon my cheeks. Oh, that's so cute. I liked it a lot. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. And Laurent, your thoughts?
Victoria is a good reader and did that poem, this poem justice. The stanzas, and they're, all right, let me just change it. She sets the scene very well in the first stanza. The ebony stained oak casting dancing lights on the black sapphire walls. And she proceeds to then describe where she is personally. There within the indigo blue silk of our comforter, I lay upon the down pillows, my porcelain breasts heaving against the black lace bra, waiting to be released. And it is not until the fourth stanza when she actually describes what he might do to her. And then the next two stanzas are actual acts of love, followed by that wonderfully done garden metaphor at the end when she says, ready the soil with your ministrations, leaving a seed of magnolia in your midst and a bashful blush on my cheeks. I like why she struck to this. It wasn't just a long line of different lovemaking actions or deep emotions. There's a nice balance between the descriptions and the metaphors. I like what she did with it a great deal. I thought it was not unique by any stretch, but fresh, very fresh.
Absolutely, yeah. And she does create a nice balance in this, I have to agree with. I was really glad to see that she was inspired. And yeah, Victoria definitely has a beautiful voice for reading poetry, but especially sensual poetry. I liked in her AM how she said, I'm not much one for pink, so I wanted to highlight how it plays into the beauty of intimacy only used to draw two lovers closer. And I thought that was just such a wonderful thought. I really like how there's a tenderness to this. Tracing my form, the line of my stomach guides my lover to the rim of the matching panties of my lingerie, which leave little to the imagination. They are there to keep the lace tights clad on my thighs. You know, really a great erotic sensuality to it, but also in the way that there's a kind of a sense of slow movement, a tenderness. You really feel like almost like you're a voyeur in a very intimate moment. And yeah, I really, really like the use of metaphor in those ending lines, pulling me closer so you might taste the dusty rose of my desire with your tongue, offering up her nectar. Wonderful line. Beautifully written and very well done. And what do you have for us next, Kate?
Well, next we have Pink Flames of Passion by Sector Hunter. And I wonder if I could ask you to read it for us, Laurent?
I will, thank you.
Cool.
pink flames of passion. Temptress in pink entering the room, hellfire trailing behind, transcending to another level of desire. Passion undeniable, forcing all to take note of true temptation, tantalizing. Unable to resist the strong aura pouring her, bathing masses. Intoxicated, they beg for her touch. Just a little taste of sweet life, ambrosia kiss. Granting only a few into her hidden treasure, allowing them to plunder, receiving beautiful pearls, gayed over a delicate frame, becoming a lovely mess, erotically charged energy, filling the room for all parties, I suspect. End poem.
Great read there, Laurent, and what a wonderful sensual write, Vicector Hunter. I really liked his take off of the prompt because that woman does look like a very sexually confident woman. And I like how he tells a story with only a few lines per stanza of this woman who's sensually intoxicating, powerful, knows her own gifts. And I really like the lines, intoxicated, they beg for her touch, just a little taste of sweet delight, ambrosia kiss. And then following that, granting only a few into her hidden treasure, allowing them to plunder, receiving beautiful pearls. Wonderful lines all the way through on the rewards reaped by the few. So very well done. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, this was, I mean, that picture, that, oh my goodness, is that not the most gorgeous woman? Look at those legs. Go all the way up to her arms. I swear that is just
right.
So lovely. And the dress is gorgeous too. Sorry, I kind of just love to see beautiful women. It's a delight. And she is definitely a delight. So this is a temptress by any means, in pink, entering the room, hellfire trailing behind. Well, you can see this lady is going to leave a lot of people in a lot of trouble. Really is, definitely knows what she wants. And I thought it was wonderful. I really enjoyed it. I particularly loved that last stanza. That cascade over a delicate frame, becoming a lovely mess. Isn't that nice? Becoming a lovely mess. Erotically charged energy filling the room until all parties are spent. Yep. Definitely very well done, beautifully sensual, and yeah, perfect. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Laurent, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Yes, Sector Hunter does a good job of introducing us to a woman who is very, very aware of the effects she can have when entering a room, temptress in pink. Absolutely interesting thing. Passion undeniable, forcing all to take note of true temptation. And, of course, allowing very few people into that intimacy, of this kind. And this is not a promiscuous woman. She realizes that what she has is indeed a treasure, and you don't just wasted, allowing them to plunder, receiving beautiful pearls that cascade over a delicate frame, becoming a lovely mess. Poets are always looking for metaphors that describe things they can't say in plain English. And those particular lines, I thought, were very, very good at doing exactly that. I thought this poem was well written, very sensual.
Absolutely, absolutely. Great comment. All right, Kate, what do we got next?
Well, next we have Pink Lipstick by Ruby, 2446. And I will give this one a little read. Here we go. Ruby 2446, Pink Lipstick. The first thing he noticed, the tip of my tongue, run along the bow of my pink upper lip as I quaffed champagne. The first thing he tasted was the warm melting lipstick with the hint of perfumed raspberry just before my tongue. I might be in my little black dress, fishnets, and red patent thigh-high boots that he delights in removing. Or my baby doll lace frills and satin bodice, sporting my crumpled look, bedhead hair. Or even his favorite hot biker leathers that cling and mold and accentuate curves and cleavage to perfect advantage. But the first thing he checks are my lips, for his favorite color and sheen. He says my lips are in pink are the first place he touches when he wants to make love. So they are hot and erotic for him, and the picture of the first night he saw me licking the pink tempting flesh is etched on his libido, a tattoo that on recall sets his heartbeat to speeding and his craving for me into overdrive. My pink lipstick has become my seductive scent. I always keep a backup, just in case. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Kate. And what a beautiful sensual write by Ruby 2446. And Laurent, your thoughts?
The lipstick is indeed the first thing that one encounters physically before anything else happens. I like the way she takes the lipstick and describes it as warm, melting lipstick with a hint of perfumed raspberry just before my tongue. I like that little transitional opportunity. And she describes three rather fetching outfits that he likes. But despite her dress and everything else, the first thing he checks on my lips is favorite color and sheen. He says my lips in pink are the first place he touches when he wants to make love. And I can absolutely see why that is. There is something about lips that is absolutely fascinating, along with everything else, of course. Really well written piece.
Absolutely. I have to agree. Wonderful comment. And Kate, your thoughts?
I thought this was perfectly placed right from the first line. It was executed so cleverly as well. Just build everything slowly and make everything interesting for the reader. So it's a slow seduction and a slow unveiling. And I'm quite taken by the fishnets and red patent thigh-high boots. I mean, classy, baby, classy. Very good. I think all of it was, I loved his favorite being the hot biker leathers. I mean, I did like my biker leathers. And they cling and mold and accentuate curves and cleavage to perfect advantage. They would do. Yes, I thought this is very erotic and very hot and very, very sensual. It was great. It was a great write. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I really felt like she took this picture of the pink lipstick and just ran with it with wild abandon. I love the imagery in this. It's a great storytelling style, which Ruby has a talent for. I like the first-person narrative, bringing us into a moment of intimacy. And I like how she creates balance with the right and the outfit by mentioning that, yeah, there's the pink lipstick, but there's also the little black dress and the red patent thigh-high boots that he delights in, you know, and all these different ways that he finds her attractive, but it's those pink lips that he always goes back to. He says my lips in pink are the first place he touches when he wants to make love. So they are hot and erotic for him. And the picture of the first night he saw me licking the pink tempting flesh is etched on his libido. I just think those are wonderful sensual lines, beautifully written and very well done. And what do we got next, Kate?
Next we have, if I just get myself organized here, next we have, I'm trying to make it so it's not all Laurent reading all the male parts and then us reading all the ladies. I'm trying to mix it up a little bit. So we have Seduction in Pink by the Warrior Poet. And Laurent, could you read this one for us, please?
Seduction in Pink by the Warrior Poet. Pauline Holder, you were my very first choice. From Malvern Link, but your dad said no. Mary from Dunlaughair, near Dublin City, you were my number two until your letter, dear John. After the seductive kiss, you gave me Joyce. You were number three, third time lucky. We met on a blind date, two lonely people. We both had friends all our life, so many. I knew the moment I first saw you, and you said the same about me. In my old Cortina Mark III, we kissed for the first time. Our lips melted together as one. I tasted strawberries on your sweet lips. A while later, I got you a ring. Rubies and diamonds match your smile. We were married, and we have been married for over 30 years, in sickness and in health. Your ring is kept in a safe. Its rubies reminded me of your breath, first time we kissed in a car all those years before, and poem.
Wonderful read there, Laurent, and what a beautiful, heartfelt write by the Warrior Poet. I like the raw honesty in this. On a technical level, I like the way he shaped the poem by centering it, and how he mentions very briefly, the number one and number two, Pauline and Mary, giving a nod to them, but rightfully so, spending the majority of the write on the woman he ended up marrying, the love of his life, and I like that this speaks of a long-term love. You were not, Joyce, you were number three, third time lucky, and the attention to details. I really like, I tasted strawberries on your sweet lips. A while later, I got you a ring. And then, of course, that ending. We have been married for over 30 years in sickness and in health. Wonderful, heartfelt lines and very well done. And Kate, your thoughts?
I thought it was beautifully written. It's such a feeling of caring and love. And that is a lovely thing to see, as far as I'm concerned, that everybody should be able to feel that. For the person that they love and from the person that they love. So I thought, and they met on a blind date, and that's so sweet. Ah, dear, so cool. And I love the tasted strawberries on your sweet lips. So yes, I think that was beautifully done. Thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. And Lauren, your thoughts?
Sure, I got a question for Kate. How do you pronounce that city in Stanza 2, where Mary is from?
Let's have a look. I don't see it. I'm sorry. Am I looking at the right one?
It's the second stanza where it says Mary
the second
from.
Stanza.
Cortina, what am I looking for, folks?
The okay. Second stanza. Stanza number two. Mary from Dunlaughair?
I'm looking at the wrong thing. No wonder I didn't know what you were talking. Yeah, Dunlaughair. Dunlaughair.
Ah, okay, cool.
Yeah, and that's Irish, not Scottish.
All that time with the pronunciation on a particular name, I had no idea how to pronounce that. I like the way A warrior poet takes two lines to describe what happened with his first love, and scarcely two more in the second stanza, and the way it's presented, you're my number two until your letter, dear John. That was nicely done, and transitions to the long portion of this, which to me is I don't know whether it's some kind of chalice or a cup, a loving cup perhaps. It is in the shape of an old style drinking cup. The Cortina Mark III was a delightful little reference to a period car, which adds flavor and texture to this. And Third Time Lucky is true for so many people. And the way he expressed his love with rubies and diamonds to match his smile was, I thought, heartwarming and charming. And the ring kept in a safe. The rubies reminded me of your breath. The first time we kissed in the car all those years before. It's very sweet, very loving, very romantic in a way.
Absolutely. Wonderful comments. All right, Kate, what do we got next?
Oh, yeah, I just want to say I wasn't aware that there were two stanzas above it. I was looking at that first stanza. Well, for me, it was the first one. Then I looked further up and I realized what you were saying. So sorry for that misunderstanding. Okay, so we have Forgotten Dream. Sorry, Desert by Forgotten Dream. And Pam, would you care to read this for us, please?
I would be happy to. Honeyed hair drips like liquid gold, pooling around her creamy face. An inverse galaxy spills across the ridge of nose, spiraling into roses that blossom on cheeks. Her coral lips sparkle like sugared confectionery, cotton candy sighs waft on humid air. Inhaling her sweet floral scent, I saunter closer, mouth salivating. My chocolate eyes melt in her sunshine gaze. Dark lashes flutter like heartbeat. Springtime song erupting in my chest as palms pull rounded hips to mine. My tongue samples the dimples of her smile, shadowed crevices and sticky hollows of arched body. Bodies tangle like wild vines as we devour each other in juicy strawberry kisses and poem. And what an absolutely stunning sensual rite. And Laurent, your thoughts?
Wow. I'm blown away by shadowed crevices and sticky hollows of arched body. I love the way she wrote this. There's a lot in here that is starting to make me yearn for something sweet, the honeyed hair dripping like liquid gold and coral lips sparkling like sugared confectionaries. And I love the phrase, my chocolate eyes melt in her sunshine gaze. There's a lot to appreciate in this particular poem by Forgotten Dream. Very clever, very proficient in what she tried to do and succeeded. Those juicy strawberry kisses.
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful comment. Your thoughts?
Yes, I thought this was just lovely. It really was. There's so many beautiful poems tonight. It's so much fun. And they're all so delicate as well. Nothing is too in your face, but maybe not the right phrase to use for sensual rites, but you get my drift, I think. I love that last stanza, though. I mean, wow, imagery is fabulous. Bodies tangle like wild vines as we devour each other in juicy strawberry kisses. Ah, yes, you're right. I'm getting hungry, too. Yeah, beautifully written, and each stanza is just filled with sounds and tastes and colors and just lovely. Very well done. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. And yeah, I have to agree, we are getting a lot of just beautiful writes tonight. I really enjoy and appreciate the imagery and metaphors in this one, how it's a treat for all the senses, and it definitely does activate the sweet tooth for sure, you know, especially with lines like her coral lips sparkle like sugared confectionaries, cotton candy sighs waved on humid air. And I really like my chocolate eyes melt in her sunshine gaze, dark lashes flutter like heartbeats. So there's that sense of connection that feels like it's not only physical intimacy, it's emotional intimacy as well. So wonderful lines and very well done. All right, Kate, what do we got next?
And next we have, just making sure I'm not on mute, yes, Pink Panties by Poetic Picasso. And one is presuming there's a SoundCloud, but yes, there is. There's a SoundCloud for this one.
Yes. All right. Let me find that, and here we go.
Your garments are the shade of thy sinful temptation. Central threads of lace that I desire to undress. Let my fingers explore beyond your silk stockings as you suddenly shiver with every erotic caress. I want to be imbued with the moisture of your scented perfume, be enraptured with the magenta of your exotic seduction, be consumed by your flesh with a lustful swirl, and feel your thighs rub against mine as we slowly grind. Be the untamed pleasures of my nocturnal conquest. Allow me to drench you in the sheets of my fantasy, to feast on your blossoming bosom and craving tulip, as I tear the garments off your pink panties. Quiero que me seduzcas con el color rosa. Enséñame tu cuerpo y esa mirada sexy. I want you to seduce me with the color pink. Show me your body and that sexy look. Olé. Olé.
Ooh la la, and muy caliente. Thank you, Frank. A wonderful read and write, and thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Kate, your thoughts?
He never fails to delight, does he? I liked so much. It's so cool. Writing it is so sensual. It's really. I love this one. Be the untamed pleasures of my nocturnal conquest. Allow me to drench you in the sheets of my fantasy, to feast on your blossoming bosom and craving tulip as I tear the garments off your pink panties. Yes, very well done. That's a great stanza. And as usual, I love the way he gets it every time. He gets that spot on when it comes to whatever it's always so good. So thank you so much, Frank. I really enjoyed that.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. And Lauren, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is boilerplate eroticism skillfully handled by Frank with a language that allows the imagination to take a rest in this glory and the descriptive qualities, the untamed pleasures of my nocturnal conquest. Allow me to drench you in the sheets of my fantasy, to feast on your blossoming bosom and craving tulip as I tear the garments off your pink panties. Well done, Frank.
Absolutely. Wonderful comments. Yeah, I really liked this one. I thought it was beautifully sensual and erotic. There was definitely no, like, blushing, shy pinkness in this rite. It was very, very lusty, very, almost like, kind of like Betty's, but worded differently, you know, like where there's a certain energy to it. I really like this all the way through, but especially the central threads of lace that I desire to undress, let my fingers explore beyond your silk stockings, and you suddenly shiver with every erotic caress. And I also really like that stanza that Laurent quoted, which I won't read over again, but yeah, those lines, be the untamed pleasures of my nocturnal conquest, was especially sensual. So wonderful, right, and very well done. All right, Kate, what do we got next?
Well, next we have Shell Shock by Isur Abd. And I will read this one. Here we go. Shell Shock. She's waiting in the foothills of Skyline Drive, but not for me. My smell no longer enters her pink shell petals, no longer flames her azalea bush. A clapping guitar wails in the background as she leans into the fence post, grinding an inflamed rosebud in the face of another lover. Sweet piano fingers stretch over his wood, nails dig in the back of his head as her bulb reddens and a tan leg exits the left slit of her sleeveless summer dress. A slim tapered ankle and heel mock me as if she's just kicked me to the curb. She's waiting in pink and I'm singing the blues. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Kate. I was really glad to see that If was inspired. I thought this was a delicately sensual rite with wonderful imagery and metaphors, great attention to detail, and I liked how he combined the emotional impact of you know, heartbreak with the sensuality of remembering how beautiful someone is, you know, and great wordplay. I like the bringing in of the Clapton guitar. Her azalea bush, a Clapton guitar, wails in the background as she leans into the fence post, grinding an inflamed rosebud in the face of another lover. Definitely great eroticism there. Very layered. I really like She's Waiting in Pink and I'm Singing the Blues. Wonderful, sensual rite all the way through and very well done. And Laurent, your thoughts?
She's waiting in the foothills of Skyline Drive, but not for me. Now, I don't know whether he used to have an affair with her, a relationship, or whether he would like to have one, but has not had one. And if takes that fence post in the fence, it almost makes it her lover, because the position of her body against it is kind of suggestive, as he says. And as you quoted earlier, grinding an inflamed rosebud in the face of another lover, because if you had somebody sitting or standing there in the place of the fence post, it's exactly what you've got in the poem. A slim tapered ankle and heel mocked me as if she's just kicked me to the curb, almost as if she was aware of his presence and doing it to really torture him. But I like very much how he put blue to contrast to the pink. She's waiting in pink and I'm singing the blues, his misfortune, and having lost this woman, or perhaps never acquiring her. Typical, skillful, if your abs poem, top shelf.
Absolutely. Yes, for sure. Wonderful comment. And Kate, your thoughts?
Yes. Yeah, I see what you mean about that fence. Uh-huh. I bet you will. I'm sorry, I'm now editing myself before I speak. Got to be so careful. Yes, so yeah, you were saying, Laurence, you were wondering if she was waiting for another lover, which I suppose could be the interpretation, which I think that's what you said. I've got the memory of a sieve, honestly. Yeah, you could have said that. Anyway, enter the fence post, yes, I could see that happening. But I did like that stanza where we have a slim, tapered ankle and he'll mock me as if she's just kicked me to the curb. Yeah, I thought that. It's completely disregarding him, knowing he's there, but not even giving him a glance. Yep. Mm-hmm. But beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. Good heavens. Poor guy must be tormented. But I thought it was very well written and lovely. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I have to agree. Wonderful comment. All right, Kate, what do we have next?
Right, next we have... I'm sorry, I'm seeing desserts. I'm presuming it's dessert by Forgotten Dream. Pam, I wonder if you'd care to read this for us.
I would be... didn't we already read... We already read this one.
I thought we did, but it's... How must be further up as well. I honestly thought I'd saw it before, and I thought, well, no. Have I gone up too far, perhaps? No. There's Frank's one, and then that one. And that one I read. I don't know how that got there. Anyway, not too worried. We will just ignore that one. We'll go on to a SoundCloud, I think. Good idea. So give me a moment. Here we have it.
Yeah, I'm really happy with the... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry, what were you going to say, my dear?
I was going to say, because I didn't know how long it was going to take you. I was just talking out loud. I was going to say, I'm really happy with the poetry we have tonight.
Yes, it is lovely, isn't it? I mean, people have really... They obviously love your prompts, which I could understand entirely because they're so beautiful. But yeah, it's great to see. And here we have My Lady, My Rose by Peter Allen, and there is a SoundCloud for this.
All right, here we go.
Poem, My Lady, My Rose. My lady stood silhouetted beneath the showers of moonlight. Her white cotton dress meanders her curves like a river. Dark hair cascades like ebony waves upon her shoulders. In her hand she holds a pink rose like a love flame. She wears the flower like a living scented jewel. In this moment I cannot tell what is more scented, more beautiful, my lady, or the pink rose she holds tenderly in her hands. It was I who chose and cut the most fragrant rose, as she lay in her bed aglow in the light that our love ignited, to adorn the splendor of her nakedness. End poem.
Wonderful read and write, Peter. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, this was so, so sweet. That's a beautiful picture as well. I love the darker background and then that punch of pink. So it really makes it so dramatic. Yes, oh, that first line, it's so gorgeous. My lady stood silhouetted beneath the showers of moonlight. Now this is lovely. Her white cotton dress meanders her curves like a river. Very well done. That really is. It's wonderful imagery. And then she wears the flower like a living scented jewel. Yeah, this is somebody who really, really cares about the person they're writing to. And I think anybody would be pleased to have this beautiful poem written for them or to them. It's sensual, it's lively, but in a very controlled and clever way. So I think it's beautiful. And that last line, to adorn the splendor of her nakedness. Just lovely, really lovely. So well done, and thank you so much for sharing with us.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. And Lauren, your thoughts?
Yeah, this piece, while not long, has a wonderful descriptive flow. You just move, image moves from, you move from image to image in a wonderful way that starts with this lady silhouetted beneath the showers of moonlight and finishes with adorn the splendor of her nakedness, and everything in between has moved that image from beginning to end. Beautifully written. I very much enjoyed how his descriptive qualities are right there. Katie quoted the line or two that I might have quoted, so I won't repeat it, but nice job, Peter.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. Yeah, I really liked the imagery in this and how it had such a soft and tender and romantic feel to it. I liked the imagery all the way through and the emotional impact of it, but I really particularly like her white cotton dress meanders her curves like a river. She wears the flower like a living scented jewel. And at the end, too, where it says, "It was I who chose and cut the most fragrant rose as she lay in her bed aglow in the light that our love ignited to adorn the splendor of her nakedness." Wonderful, romantic, sensual lines speaking on love and intimacy. So very well done. And what do we have next, Kate?
Okay, next we have, I'm just trying to get these things in some kind of, yes, that's the one I wanted. There they are. "I won't be a moment, I'll be with you." Mm-hmm. So, yes, that's the one I want. Cool. So now we have "Your Date with Me" by Hope. And I will read this one, if that's okay with everybody. "I'll do my best, Hope, not to let you down. Your Date with Me. Dress this night's hour in your firm touch. Turn my pale flesh into hues of pink and flames. Press your thumb to the corner of my full pout lips that have just sucked down bubbles of mum, Napa, sparkling wine. Its bitter taste lingers on the buds of rosy verbena on my tongue. My belly is empty, my thirst is great. Guiardo, fill my mouth with your thunder. Curl your grip around handmade Spanish ceramic pottery, sculpted hourglass-shaped vase. Fanned brush details images of wrens and yellow-headed blackbirds, calling out with songs from their homeland. Fingerprints of your honey dance along the rim, trace the valley of the Rio Grande rivers that curves feminine figures to the flows of the sea. Fill this body with your flower absent of thorns. Kiss each petal till the dam flows down the long stem. Lay me down in the penthouse, dripping reds and magenta neon lights, licking our bed frame. Make this another memory our walls will never forget." End poem.
Great read there, Kate, and a beautiful write by Hope Soul. And Laurent, your thoughts?
Hope has written a really lovely piece. "My belly is empty, my thirst is great. Where you go, fill my mouth with your thunder. Curl your grip around handmade Spanish ceramic pottery." Man, it's written in a way that is very, very different from your normal declarative love poetry or sensual poetry. And the use of metaphors is wonderful all the way through this. "Fingerprints of your honey dance along the rim. Trace the valley of the Rio Grande rivers that curves feminine figures to the flows of the sea. Impeccable writing. Every line has something in it that's delightful. Fill this body with your flower, absent of thorns. Nicely done.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely wonderful comment. Yeah, I thought this was just stunning. And Kate, you did a wonderful read of it. Your thoughts?
Yes, it's one of these lovely pieces of poetry that is a delight and it's easy to read, which is very helpful for me. And I enjoyed it. I really did. I thought it sounded as if this was something that it would be a fantastic memory with the thorns and the petals and the dripping reds and magenta neon lights. It's dramatic, but not in a harsh way. This is a very soft and, for me, it felt like a very soft and gentle read of a wonderful evening. And just lovely. I really enjoyed it. Hope, thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Great comment, Kate. I did want to mention that when you get to L.G. Mace's poem, I noticed she wrote that in a male voice. So you might want to assign that one to Lauren when you decide to put it up.
Cool, thank you. Yeah, it's a trouble. I don't know all of the people names, so I generally don't always know if they're male or female. So that's very helpful. Thank you. What was the name again?
LG is a woman, but from some of the wording, you can definitely tell that she wrote from a male perspective.
Cool, excellent. Right.
I'm sorry. Before we go on, let me obviously comment on Hope's poem. I got a little distracted. Beautiful, right? Wonderful imagery and metaphors. I love the sensuality and the intimacy in this. It's another one that's a treat for all the senses. I like how she played with the different flavors of pink, the different layers of pink. I really like press your thumb to the corner of my full pout lips that have been sucked down bubbles of that have su- just sucked down bubbles of Mum Napa sparkling wine. Its bitter taste lingers on the buds of rosy verbena on my tongue, and curl your grip around handmade Spanish ceramic pottery sculpted hourglass shaped vase. Wonderful lines. And of course the intimacy in that end line, filled with so much love and so much hope. You know, make this another memory our walls will never forget. Wonderful lines and very well done. And what do we got next, Kate?
Okay. Just making sure I'm not on mute again. Next we have, here we are. Tickle Pink by Phil Maya. I'm going to read this, but if you just give me one tiny second, because I'm beginning to lose all control of my lips. One second.
No problem.
Okay, back. Ta-da! It's horrible. It's horrible when your mouth goes so dry you can't talk. It's annoying. So I didn't want to ruin Phil's lovely Tickle Pink poem. Here we go. Tickle me pink. Tickle me with your warmest breath, gently on my skin. Ending these sensations would be a mortal sin. Tickle me with your kisses sweet, just along my inner thigh. Your skillful knowing tongue sparks a fire so divine. Tickle me with passion, traced along my softest lips. Listen to my loving sighs with rise and fall of hips. Captivate me, my lover. Take me to the very brink. I just want to tell you how you color me tickled pink. End poem.
Wonderful, wonderful read there, Kate. And what a beautiful write. by Fill My Eyes. As always, she's a superb rhyming poet. This has great rhyme and flow, wonderful imagery throughout, a nice sensuality that really brings the heat in a way that, you know, delicate, but yet really, really passionate. I really like this all the way through, but I do particularly like the play on words in the end lines, but also tickle me with your passion traced along my softest lips. Listen to my loving sighs with rise and fall of hips. Wonderful lines and very well done. And Laurent, your thoughts.
Jean's poetry in this regard is very romantic. Her sensuality, it's not innocent, but it presents an ideal, I think, of the romantic heart. And her writing never walks very close to the edge. It stands firmly in the middle of romance and sensuality. Something that can be read by almost any age without having to worry about anything that might be considered crude or a little too risque. But I'm telling you, it's lovingly and well written, and that's so important. It's very proficient. You can tell that this person, you can tell that Jean has been writing for some time. And when she's on, she is on. Nice.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. And Kate, you did a beautiful read of that. Your thoughts?
Off mute, of course.
Thank you, Laurent. Oh, my goodness me. I hate when I do that. Yes, I thought it was wonderful. I just so, as I put in my comments, so sensual and so classy. I really enjoyed reading it. Again, it's I don't have the joy of reading Phil's work as often as I would like to see them. And so this was a delight for me. And I just think, oh my goodness. I mean, it's the tickle me, that all of that in each stanza just brings everything together, but it's cleverly done as well. So cool. Tickle me with your kisses, sweet, just along my inner thigh. Now, how sexy is that? Your skillful, knowing tongue sparks a fire so divine. Ah, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. And I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment there, Kate. And what do we have next?
Well, we're going to get this one out of the way. This is mine, Pink Pink Baby. And it has a SoundCloud. So I wonder if you could get that for us, please, Pam.
Absolutely. I would be happy to do that. All right. Here we go.
I wear this luscious pink lipstick to gain your attention. I want your lustful, lascivious, lovelorn gaze on me. I long to feel your rough hands glide over my body, knowing, sensual, followed by your salacious lips, wending a tantalizing trail downwards as I gasp with anticipation. No one else makes me feel as wanton or as wicked as you do. I will give all of me to you. Use me, sip me as you would a fine wine. Savor my essence, let every drop linger on your tongue. Then you will realize that my year might be a good year to lay down now and for many future forays.
Wonderful reading right there, Kate. Thank you for the SoundCloud, and I'm so glad you're inspired by the color pink. And Laurent, your thought?
Kate, you did a nice job with it. You begin with lipstick, but you move into a bottle of fine wine. You should have seen the grin on my face when I read those last lines. Let every drop linger on your tongue, then you will realize that my year might be a good year to lay down now and for many future forays. That was a lovely metaphor. I just love the way you used it and how it closed out the poem so well.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I have to agree. You know, absolutely wonderful reading, right, Kate? Great imagery. I like the playfulness of the title. It feels like some like 1980s, early 90s, like rap, hip hop song, pink baby. You know, I mean, it just makes me want to burst out into a dance. But I really like the sensuality in this. And how it's, you know, written from the perspective of a woman who very much knows what she wants. I like that there's a slight darkness to it, but it's not overly dark. There's just kind of this idea of enjoying that wicked playtime, that teasing anticipation. I long to feel your rough hand glide over my body, knowing sensual, followed by your salacious lips, wending a tantalizing trail downwards as I gasp with anticipation. No one else makes me feel as wanton or as wicked as you do. Just wonderful lines, great use of the words wending and tantalizing together. Beautiful word choices and definitely very well done.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. And Laurent, I'm so glad you got what I meant at the end there. I wasn't very sure if I had written that correctly, if that would have been the parlance that would have been used for laying down, you know, wine to keep it for another 2 years. Yeah, so you got it. That's good. That's good. Thank you so much for that. And thank you for your comments.
What do we have next?
We have... I like this. I Sneak a Peek by Laurent. So, Laurent, could you read this for us, please?
Yes, indeed. I Sneak a Peek. Parts of you are colored brown. Some parts are in India ink. Skin the knee is black and blue. But the parts are at best of pink. There's a place between your legs, at the nexus of your thighs. The color of a morning, a pink suffused sunrise, pink upon the cheeks, soft pink on the breast, around the navel, and in between the legs, pufferish, pink, darkish things that hold me on the brink, hiding out in faded jeans, in the darkness lies the pink. Your bedroom walls are pink, as is your latest hybrid car. I like pink, but darling, that's carrying it a bit too far. Leave pink where it belongs, in the softness of your lips, and your tongue that plays with mine, and the jade gate between your hips. Your pink gate haunts its radical cheek, and given the opportunity, I'll always sneak a peek.
Wonderful read there, Laurent. You know, I really like this. Great rhyme and flow, a wonderful collaboration between you and Irish Rose. You're both very talented writers, and I'm glad you were inspired to have fun with the color pink. You really captured the delight of pink with a nice, tongue-in-cheek sense of humor. Pink upon the cheek, soft pink upon the breast. Pink around the navel and in between the legs. Your bedroom walls are pink, as is your latest hybrid car. I like pink, but darling, that's carrying it a bit too far. Oh, man. I mean, there's just really so many delightful lines that will make a person, like, smile. Playful, clever, fun, and sexy. So great writing to both of you, and very well done. And And Kate, your thoughts?
I did enjoy that first stanza. I thought that was, you know, that's a, I love the use of all the different colors, bringing you to the part that you like the best, which is pink. Parts of you are colored brown. Some parts are in India ink. Skin me is black and blue, but the parts I like best are pink. That's a wonderful lead-in. I like it. Pink upon the cheeks, soft pink upon the breasts, pink around the navel, and in between the legs. Yeah, very good. And I enjoyed it. It was very sensual, and you brought that beautiful pink into every stanza, which is cool. That the last few lines, again, you know, the last few lines are always good for me. Your pink ain't punk. Your pink ain't punk, it's radical chic. And given the opportunity, I'll always sneak a peek. Yeah, I liked it so much. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Kate. And what do we have next, Kate?
Well, next we have... I've lost myself again. And when I get enthralled in something, I kind of forget where I am. Okay, we have, we have Kinky and Pink by our very own Pam Ray. Over to you,
no,
Pam.
No, I don't want you, don't put that one up, please. But you, save that for last. I want you to put up the hot red hiding under pastel pink by LG Mace.
Okay. That's where I haven't seen that one yet.
And have Lauren read that one. And then you can get to mine last.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem. I'm just looking. Oh, I found it. Okay. That's the one. All right, just whistle and pick up some lovely. There we are. Got it. And this is the hot red hiding under pastel pink. Was this the one that you suggested Laurent should read? Yeah.
Yes.
No. Yeah. Oh, it was. Oh, my memory's working. I can't believe this. Okay. make the most of it. It doesn't happen very often. Laurent, I wonder if you would do us the favor of reading this, please.
Certainly. The hot red hiding under pastel pink. Oh, she comes prancing in, wearing negligee, pastel pink from throat to toes. Long, blonde, curly hair thrown back over her shoulder. Baird, what thoughts linger in that slinky mind? No one really knows. That look in her eyes says it so wickedly, says it all. Follow me if you will, if you're brave enough to take the fall. My imaginative eyes take in the silky garment that barely covers the vivacious breasts. I'm stuck to my seat. Self-control is really putting my already swelling manhood to the test. I long to strip that flimsy garment off that want-to-be-loved body. Sure, don't want to go too fast. To the self-inflicted torture, I'll just have to endure. Finally, he takes me by the hand and leads me to the long-awaited bed. Slowly, rapturously, I lift head for her enticingly waving softly head. I lock my lips to hers. She's wearing that lip gloss. Hotly, I devour her mouth and body. So full of desire, I can hardly. My hands rove over her passion-filled body with everything I've got. Hiding under that pastel pink is a body that's so damn red hot. End poem.
Great read there, Laurent, and a wonderful sensual write by LG Mace. And Kate, your thoughts. Are you on mute, Kate?
Oh, yes, I'm so sorry. Okay, yes, the red hot riding under pastel pink. I really enjoyed it. I like LJ Mace's style. I love the way she writes.
The first couple of lines are lovely, aren't they? Oh, she comes prancing in wearing negligee pastel pink from throat to toes. That's a lovely one, from throat to toes. Long blonde curly hair thrown back over her shoulder, bared. What thoughts linger in that slinky mind? No one really knows. Yes, this is lovely. Beautifully written. And we have a whole lot of sensuality going on here. Just so well written. And then we have the last few lines. My hands rove over her passion-filled body with everything I've got. Hiding under that pastel pink is a body that's so damn red hot. Yeah, I like this a lot. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. It's very well written and very sensual.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderful comment. Lawrence, you did a great read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, this one's a little different. It's a big block of text that I thought was prose and didn't realize I was halfway through. It actually is a poem that rhymes. As Katie said, I like the way she writes. It takes its time to describe what is going on. It's interesting to see her writing from a male perspective. I'm stuck to my seat. Self-control is really putting my already swelling manhood to the test. It's always enjoyable to see how a woman imagines what happens to a man when he becomes aroused. I like the way she did that.
Yeah, so do I. You know, even if, you know, I'm never 100% sure, since I'm not a man myself, if when a woman writes from the point of view of a man, if they're getting it right or not. But I admire when women try. I always feel like my point of view of a man would be something like, I like boobs and I like beer. And that was basically...
We're just big dumb quads, right?
But yeah, I like the imagery in this. I like the rhyme and flow. I like the wordplay in the title, the hot red hiding under pastel pink, which works well with connecting with the end line. Hiding under that pastel pink is a body that's so damn red hot. I really like also in the beginning, her shoulder bared, what thoughts linger in that slinky mind, no one really knows. That look in her eyes says it so wickedly, says it all. Follow me if you will, if you're brave enough to take the fall. Wonderful lines and very well done. And what do we have next, Kate?
Well, next we have Ride Me Like a Harley. Now, we have been warned that this is naughty, which I like. So I wonder if you'd like to read this for us, please, Pam.
I would be happy to. And this is Ride Me Like a Harley by Selena. I love the thrill of a motorbike ride, with power and vibration beneath my stride, caressing the hair on your bare chest with that beautiful hairline leading down to the rest. Pressing up close against your silky skin arouses sensations from deep within. The feel of the leather on your muscular thighs fills me with lust and breathless sighs. Pulling over, I face you and push you low, unzipping and slipping to and fro, sometimes fast, then nice and slow, until we both just let it flow. Ride me like a Harley, girl, bring on your seduction, 'cause soon there's gonna be a volcanic eruption. End poem. And, oh, that one was definitely fun and sexy for sure. And Laurent, your thoughts?
Yeah, the motorcycle can be such an instrument of seduction, and action, and vibration. Well, the vibration, I guess, is part of the fun of the ride. I love the thrill of a motorbike ride, the power and vibration beneath my stride. The It's an opportunity to be intimate in strange ways. And things can be done surreptitiously at a motorcycle, even though you're out in the open. Just a little turn, and this and that happens, and you're back on the road. That volcanic eruption, yes, it's going to occur first with him, second when he turns the bike on and roars away into the night. Well done, Selena.
Absolutely. Yeah, wonderful comment. And Kate, your thoughts?
Well, I do appreciate a motorbike, and the Harley is the one, definitely. I really enjoyed this so much, Selena. If this was set in America, well, let's presume it is because of the Harley, then, yeah, I could imagine a little turn, as Laurent said, a little grip, a little this and that going on. If that was in Scotland, you'd be taking off about 6 layers of clothes before you got anywhere near anybody's anything. You're just completely different. And you have the red nose because it's cold, and the freezing cold face because it's cold. Yeah, not as sexy as you'd think somehow. But luckily, Stelina has set this in a different area so we can have the joy of thinking of the warmth and the enjoyment of the bike. I do love a motorbike. Yeah, so beautifully done, Selena, as one would expect from you. I wish that I'd heard you read it, though. That would have been great. Not that...
I get a kick out of the fact that the video that she put at the bottom of the poem shows two guys riding on a bike.
Oh, that's funny.
She is so clever. Yeah, I love that. That was really well done. Thank you, Selena. You made me laugh. Right. So where are we at now? I think we're just about at the end of. We've had everyone, haven't we?
We still have. We have Average White Man, and have My Right. Plus, I still need to comment on Selena. So.
Okay, cool.
All right. So, yeah, I really liked Selena's write. It had great rhyme and flow, wonderful, playful, fun sensuality. I've never experienced anything on a motorcycle, so, you know, I can't say, but it sounds fun and sexy. I really like filled me with lust and breathless sighs, pulling over, I face you and push you low, unzipping and slipping to and fro, sometimes fast and nice and slow, until we both just let it flow. You know, wonderful lines all the way through, great sensuality and very well done. All right, Kate, what do we have next? Are you on mute again, Kate?
You know I am. I think
of course.
It's become my thing.
You touch that mute button. Thank you for that.
Oh, dearie me. I think this has become my thing. Silent comments. I'll do it. I'll do it with signs in future. I think it'll come across better. Oh, my goodness. So, we have Last Night by Average White Man. And Laurent, would you be so kind as to read this for us?
This has a SoundCloud.
Oh, does it? Oh, yep. Cool, even better. I see it, yes. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. All right, I'll go ahead and mosey on over there and push play.
Last night, I placed kisses on your sun-kissed shoulders, tracing your freckles like braille for a blind man. We lay on a blanket and I fed you grapes and tenderly caressed the nape of your neck, tending your limbs like a vine. I was hungry, so I feasted on your ripe lips, savouring the juices, sweet and dripping with promises of haciendo el amor. Our bodies smouldered as the sun burned itself out and the hazy sleep of carnal intoxication washed over us in waves of bliss and the summer moon, it was our only light, stood motionless, watching over us with the gathering stars hanging from the arms of the trees.
Wonderful, wonderful read and write there, Average White Man. Thank you for sharing that with us, and thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Laurent, your thoughts?
There's nobody who can tell me that an English accent does not make anything sound better. And this absolutely sounds better when read with an accent. It's lovely. The type of evening that allows you to fall asleep after lovemaking. Our bodies smolder as the sun burned itself out, and the hazy sleep of carnal intoxication washed over us in waves of bliss, and the summer moon being the only light. It paints such a beautiful image. It's got to be so warm and soft on a night like that to be able to sleep. It's beautifully done.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. And Kate, your thoughts?
Yes, this was beautiful. Again, another wonderful writer. I don't know, sensuality seems to bring out the best in people. And not a bad thing, in my opinion. We have that first few lines. Last night, I placed kisses on your sun-kissed shoulders, tracing your freckles like a braille for a blind man. Oh, that's just clever. That's so clever. I like it. And altogether, this is tender and it's loving. And as you say, you go from the smoldering sun to the coolness of the summer moon. And there's nothing more beautiful than moonlight. And then the gathering stars. I love this. With the gathering stars hanging from the arms of the trees. So yes, altogether beautifully done. Sweet, sensual, clever. And I really enjoyed it. Thank you, Average White Man.
Absolutely, absolutely. And while I'm commenting on Average White Man, I know we only have one left and we have like 20 minutes. So if either of you would like to share another sensual write, go ahead. I'm going to put a second one on the board myself too, just in case it's needed. So, you know, that way we don't end the show too early. But yeah, feel free to put something else on the board if you want to.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I thought this was a beautiful and romantic write by Average White Man. You know, it and I thought it actually, even though he said it wasn't very pinkish, there was something in the imagery and the metaphors that and the language he used that I thought worked well with the pink theme, you know. So I really liked how this imagery here and tenderly caressed the nape of your neck, tending your limbs like a vine. I was hungry, so I feast on your ripe lips, savoring the juices, sweet and dripping with promises. And I also like the phrase, burned itself out, and the hazy sleep of carnal intoxication washed over us in waves of bliss. I like how this speaks on the feast of lovemaking, the connection between two people in a very intimate moment. So wonderful, right, and very well done. And Kate, what do you got for us next?
All right. What we have next is, I will be with you momentarily. I have to refresh, so if you give me a moment. That's when everything
sure,
goes wrong for
problem.
Me. Right, so... Okay, we'll have
this one, Kinky and Pink, first of all. And to hear, oh, there we are, cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm below. Oh, there we are, okay. Nearly there, people. This is a long move. There we have got it, I think.
All right.
Got it. Kinky and Pink by Pam. Since you'd like to read that for us, please.
All right. And just so you know, Kate, you'll just have to refresh the topic board in order to see the rights that have been added.
Yeah, I just did that. Thank you.
Okay. Excellent. Okay, cool. Thank you. All right, so I just decided to have a little bit of fun with this topic and write an acrostic. So this is Kinky and Pink, and it goes like this. Kings would sell their crowns inspired by the way that she goes down, needing to plunge deep into the pink. Keen foresight slips into the brink. You will become her favorite clown. Alluring are her painted lips, needing deep erotic sips, daring you to take a fuchsia trip. Pretty as a Colette rose, insatiable pink upon curled toes, naked curves are a blushing tease, kinky ways are sure to please. End poem. And Laurent, your thoughts?
You had an urge to rhyme, didn't you? And I like the way that you rhyme. Kings would sell their crowns, inspired by the way that she goes down, needing to plunge deep into the pink. King foresight puts into the brink. You will become her favorite clown. Is this woman royalty to your clown, perhaps erotic royalty? I like the allusion to a Colette rose and the insatiable pink upon the curled toes. It's nice poem all the way through. Nice wordplay as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, yes, this was lovely. I really enjoyed this. I like it. Hang on, am I looking at the right one? Oh, my God. I'll just check with you. Is this Kinky and Pink?
It's Kinky.
Yep.
Kinky and Pink.
Yes, I was just making sure I had the right one because the ones have been added and I don't want to read the wrong ones. Alluring are her pinky. Yeah, that was just that. I wasn't sure if that was that. Anyway, we're fine. Okay. Alluring are her painted lips, needing deep erotica sips, daring you to take a fuchsia trip. I like that so much. And obviously this last stanza. Pretty as a Colette rose, insatiable pink upon curled toes, naked curves are a blushing tease, kinky ways are sure to please. Yeah, that's very clever. It's a very alluring, very sensual write, and I really enjoyed it. And I love that picture. Oh, cool. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And what do we have next?
Next we have, I'm going back down. I'm back down. Here we are. Okay, we have one by Laurent. And we are, here we go. And Laurent, if you would read this for us, please. Her Hand Knows the Way by Laurent.
Okay. Her hand knows the way, pathfinder, trailblazer on a course well marked by memory, she claims the territory. Soft skin radiant with desire, fired red with yearning, gleaming with a soft hue, she vibrates in gusts of passion, tossed about by pleasure waves, shaking her core, eyes rolling back in rapture. Her gentle murmurs float, colliding with each other in the staccato of approaching rain. Fingers delve and stroke, playing her skin in allegro. Windy breaths and timpani, strokes shortening, yielding to winters. of completion and silence. End poem.
Great read and write there, Lauren. I'm glad you brought this one out. I remember this one from years ago because I seem to remember it stemmed from a conversation in LNP about National Masturbation Month and how there should be poetry written in honor of it.
No, that can't be right. No,
National Masturbation Month. Yes.
Oh
indeed.
My goodness, my goodness. Wouldn't be Wouldn't be much going on that month. I don't think.
Well, depends on how you look at it, but either a whole lot of nothing or a whole lot of something. This is a wonderful sensual, wonderful sensual rite all the way through. But I especially like eyes rolling back in rapture, her gentle murmurs float colliding with each other in the staccato of approaching rain, fingers delve and stroke, playing her skin in allegro. Wonderful lines, Laurent, and very well done. And Kate. Yeah, absolutely. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, I really enjoyed this. I really did. first stanza, so cool. Her hand knows the way, pathfinder, trailblazer on a course well marked by memory. She claims the territory. Yeah, yes, somebody taking care of themselves. I like it. And that last stanza, windy breath in campana, strokes shortening, yielding to whimpers of completion and silence. Oh, yeah, cool. It's a lovely way to end it. Cool. Thank you so much, Lil. I enjoyed that very much.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Kate. And what do you have for us next, Kate?
Well, I have a little something that I wrote a while ago. Let's bear with me a second. Mm-hmm. And we have, I'm going to have to read this, God blimey. Okay, Knowing by Weaver of Dreams. I haven't got a SoundCloud for this, so I'll have to read it. A night like any other night. This was not it. I awoke knowing I had loved and been loved. There was a vague recollection of dark eyes, a hot body, subtle and expert, knowing hands. As I recalled more about what no longer felt like a dream, I must now weave into this noir adventure that I wore a mask. A tall tower and myself as a raven, a little too much for me to assimilate in the cold light of a Monday morning. I moved through my day as a ghost figure at the feast. The longing I felt left my mind and body fully open and eager to reunite, ready to fly to my black mysterious tower, relive those memories for another night. End poem.
Wonderful read and write there, Kate. And Laurent, your thoughts?
The power of sensual dreaming. Or was it dreaming? A night like any other night? This was not it. I awoke knowing I had loved and been loved. Yeah, a male succubus, I think, came and tendered his ministrations to you. And there was a vague recollection of dark eyes, a hot body, subtle and expert knowing hand. Yeah, sometimes dreams can be so real that you awake and you act as if it was reality. If the dream made you angry, you stay angry. If it made you irritated, you stay irritated. If it made you feel romantically inclined and good, then yeah, you wake up with lust in your body and memories of a lovemaking you can't quite recall, which can be frustrating. So better get back to sleep. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Wonderful comment. Yeah, I like the underlying dark sensuality of this, the idea of waking up and knowing that you felt something, knowing you experienced something, and wanting to get back to it. I like the reference to the ravens in the Tower of London. I thought that was really cool. I must now weave into this noir adventure that I wore a mask, a tall tower, and myself as a raven, a little too much for me to assimilate in the cold light of a Monday morning. This is wonderful storytelling, and I like the sense of epic mystery that you create with the romanticism within it. So wonderful, wonderful write, and very well done.
Thank you so much. That's lovely. Okay.
Can I ask real quick, what was the prompt that inspired it?
This was two figures, both in black and both wearing these kind of sharp pointed, it looked like a raven's face, but beak, you know, and that was the prompt, I think.
Oh.
And it was, yeah, I'm sure it was that one. I can't think of another one that might have been. I did have a picture on it. I don't know why I haven't got it now. Anyway, yeah, that's it, basically.
I was just curious, though. Very cool. All right. Well, what do we have next?
Next we have Sweet by Pam Ray. If you could read this, please.
I would be happy to. And this was one I wrote a few years back on the topic of cotton candy. So it goes like this. You are a luscious confectionery delight, a sweet blush that teases as my eyes feast upon you, making me tremble with the anticipation of my growing hunger, a spin of pastel promises held in the tropical storm of my masterful grip. My tongue slicks the peak of your edifice. I whimper the pleasured sounds of a woman who has tasted a small portion of temptation and cries out in unrepentant ecstasy. Thrusting you brazenly into the core of my mouth, I desire to taste every last molecule of whipped sugar you offer me. You melt pumped rations of honeyed sighs, linger and drip to the back of my throat. Trying to take you in, I overflow with vibrations of euphoria, as if syrup pours from Mount Olympus to the eager corners of my lips, kissing your sweetness in a carnival ride ache of complete devotion to you, my sugar high thrill, my delicious cotton candy. End poem. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, that's so good. So good. I love cotton candy, by the way. One of my favorite things. It really is. Excuse me a second. I don't want to cough in your ear. Sorry.
All right. No problem.
I'm just hoping that mute works. Otherwise, I've just blasted your ears. Oh, dear. Can you imagine it? Out of nowhere. So, thrusting you brazenly into the core of my mouth, I desire to taste every last molecule of whipped sugar you offer me. You melt pumped rations of honeyed sighs, linger and drip to the back of my throat. Oh, wonderful. You have that whole, the pleasure of sensuality and the pleasure of cotton candy. Oh, so good. Yeah, I like that a lot. There's so many wonderful stanzas. But, oh, no, I like this one. I like this one. I whimper the pleasured sounds of a woman who has tasted a small portion of temptation and cries out in unrepentant ecstasy. Oh, yes, that's the way one should feel, exactly that way, both with somebody you love and with the cotton candy. Excellent. So thank you so much. I enjoyed that a lot.
Thank you, Kate. And Laurent, your thoughts?
This poem was probably just before my time. I think I started in 2017. I'm not sure, but look, I love the fact that you had gold on it. And I also appreciate when M.K. Rock wrote about this poem, you brought the sweltering heat mixing sweet melt, a glut of double entendre, and passion that amps in the body of the reed. The cotton candy may have melted, but the linger is reliant on allowing all the yummy goodness. Bravo. And I read that and I went, that's exactly what I think. But it's right there for me to read. So I did. Very, very nicely. Very nicely done, Ben.
Thank you, Lawrence. I appreciate that. Yeah, I figured it worked with the topic. Well, I believe we have one last write from Lawrence. Kate, if you want to go ahead and put that up.
Yes, happy to. And here we have Brushstrokes of Lust by Laurent. Over to
Brushstrokes of Lust. I leave no marks in angered sorrow or scratches inflicted in pain. Only a strawberry blush, reminders for the morrow, our storm clouds drained of rain. To mouth your flesh, to feel it hold and twist, blind passions bite, be mine tonight, my carnal beast insists. Within me snarls the wolf, eye of tiger burning bright, stallion paws his hoof and rears to claim his right. Eagles with talons locked, snakes that twist and twine, black widows mate defrocked in the mindlessness divine. My instinct says consume, devour what I possess, driven to ravage your floral bloom with a savage tenderness. Brush strokes of lust soon fade to be replaced by more, by artistry displayed on a silken canvas I adore. End poem.
Wonderful read and write there, Laurent, and just a stunning, dark, sensual write. Great rhyme and flow, wonderful imagery. I really particularly like Within Me Snarls the Wolf, Eye of Tiger Burning Bright, Stallion Paws His Hoof, and Rears to Claim His Right. You really bring out the animal within. So wonderful write and very well done.
Yes, I do like the animalistic side of this. Because let's face it, there are times when things are so heated that we do sort of slightly slide back into that more feral side of us and enjoy, definitely. It's not just the feeling, it's the sound as well, which bring this to life for me. Within me snarls the wolf, eye of tiger burning bright, stallion paws his hoof and rears to claim his right. Oh, by golly. And then we have the eagles and snakes and the black widow spider. Yeah, I love it. I think it's so clever. And yeah, really very well done. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice. Right, that's it. Well, thank you very much. It was wonderful.
Great comment, Kate. Yeah, this has been a wonderful show tonight. Thank you, Kate, as always, for co-hosting with me. Thank you, Lauren, for calling in. Thank you to Hope Soul and to Jean for hanging on the board, and Jenny. Thank you to everyone who wrote for the show, is listening now, or will be listening later. We truly appreciate you all. And in a half hour, we'll have After Midnight. So have a good night, everyone. And take care.
Yes, good night, everybody.